Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, studio, Bill Bush with us from his famous piano room far. Bill, can you hear us this morning?
Got you guys loud and clear. How we doing?
We're doing well.
He sounds...
You can hear him, Sip?
Sounds regal.
He does sound regal. The room is regal as ever. The piano is set up as it always has been perfectly.
Can you say where you are, Bill? Is this...
What's that? Okay. I cannot identify myself right now because of the authorities. I've been told not to.
Wow.
Yes, I'm up north. I have an event up north today. Up north would be in northeast Nebraska, so I'm up here. Steve just had some oatmeal.
He did.
I was hoping you didn't see that.
He can see everything.
We're supposed to eat in the studio. I think there was a note been put up, but no eating in the studio.
You are correct, Bill.
I am famished. I'm famished.
After what?
Well, also, your hair looks great. You got a haircut, haven't you?
I got it like Wednesday.
Wednesday? Yeah. Sorry about that.
We talked about it Tuesday. You thought you'd need to get one, but I didn't know you actually got it, though. I think you wore a hat yesterday, did you not?
I did not. Okay. I don't know. I can't remember.
We didn't comment on the hair yesterday, then, because I thought you wore a hat.
Yeah, it looks really good, Steve.
It does look nice.
Did you say thank you for getting my haircut?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. You're welcome. And it was a good cut. I appreciated the lady. She was interesting. I said, what do you like to do? And she said, I like to drink.
Well, let's party. All right. Get
all right.
Down.
And it got really specific. I said, well, what do you like to drink? She said, Captain Morgan and Coke. And I said, so how do you do this? She goes, we go to Applebee's because we like the bartender. He reminds us of our dad, her and her sister. We go every night. In fact, she said, in fact, I'm going in an hour.
She goes every night. They said. All right.
I just thought it was
now,
beautiful.
Which Applebee's is she at?
I'm not saying. I don't want to give her up or give the bartender up.
I think I know where it's at.
Yeah.
But that's great.
Yeah.
It's a good hobby. She could still, you know, she's still doing
100.
Great.
She's great. She said if she starts missing work, she's going to dial it back.
Okay. you had a hell of a conversation with this gal.
Yeah, we just got into it.
If her entire personal life starts to crash, she is going to make an adjustment.
We know.
That's nice. That's
cool. We got into what we like, and I said, well, what do you like to do? She said, I like to drink. That's fine. It's fine. She gave me a great
Captain
haircut.
Captain Coke.
Yeah, Captain Morgan, the captain.
Yep.
And Coke. Yeah, very specific.
That's beautiful. How do you do this? Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah, in fact, I'll be going in an hour.
I might see you there.
Come join us at the bar.
So thanks to her. It was a good haircut.
We had a good night last night with Computer Hardware, yes. The team trip here at the studio. We had about, 25, 30 people from across the country. Not just Nebraska. We had someone from Vancouver, Canada was here. Phoenix, Chicago, North Carolina. Somebody just moved from Miami to Denver.
Shout out to
here.
Texas.
Texas was in the building last night.
Ashton!
Yeah, it was fun. That was for Computer Hardware.
Yes, they had a little tech event here the last couple of days, and they're going home today, but it was a fun time. It was a great day. They liked their time here, and then they went to Misty's afterward to get a steak.
And we opened it up a little bit. That kind of excited the crew. We opened up to there was no regulations whatsoever on the menu. Order whatever you want and take a dessert home. I think it caught Tripp a little off guard. It's going to up the bill a little bit.
He didn't push back, though. He said, sure, why not?
Yeah, he said, sure.
Take three desserts. Yeah, take three desserts. Take all the desserts. Try them all.
Yeah. Well, they're doing very well, as you could tell by the crowd. A couple of Columbus people there, by the way.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was one Columbus person, Kwapnotsky. Mm. So, yeah, fun. Very fun. Bill, thank you for coming. And you guys are incredible in front of crowds. I really appreciate that.
Well, so are you.
No. You stole the show. Steve talked Husker baseball. Jake talked baseball.
And so did Sip. Sip did as well. Sip talked baseball, too. He did.
A little.
There was a lot going on. And then Jake got a standing ovation.
That's not true.
He got a standing ovation. He did. He got a standing ovation when he talked about AI.
That's right. The robot ups, yeah.
Jake got very passionate about
I forgot about that, yeah. I think we're all on the same page there, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
We like the human element of umps. We got into a conversation with Computer Hardware and the guys about AI umpires.
What's that look like? Can you describe it?
Well, it's just the thought about not having anybody back there to call balls and strikes, but just have a strike zone that lets you know if it was a ball or a strike.
I'm so out on that.
The same zone every single person.
I couldn't be more out on anything than that.
And we're all out on it.
I haven't been in a lot of deep baseball conversations. I'll get in one on this.
I'd be all the way out on a lot of things, I think, if that comes through.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, that's going too far. Right?
That would not be better time.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
What's the text line say about it? Anybody saying, is there any pro AI umpires in Major League Baseball?
Text line 464-5685. Would you be a fan of the robot umpires? We all three are a hands down no on this.
And I think we have to verbalize why. Why, Bill, are you out?
Oh, just I guess more just history and just the nostalgia of the game and the fact I just don't want to see a guy, a manager running out and yelling at a computer.
There's that. When you turn on a game, when you turn on a game, if you see some sort of apparatus behind the catcher,
it's strange. And it's not a person, not the umpire. It's not right.
What an odd, turn off.
Yes.
I mean, now what are we doing? You know, I mean, I don't know. Some people, though, didn't grow up watching Major League Baseball on Saturdays like Bill and me did. Remember that? Game of the week. Bill, game of the week.
Game of the week. There used to be a Monday night baseball, Jake, just like there was Monday night football.
Yep.
It used to be a Monday night game.
And that was what, Bill?
Better times.
Yeah, and Saturdays would have a game. There'd be a big game on Saturday that you'd tune into. See, I don't know.
Text line is also with this. They're saying absolutely not. Don't want AI. Don't want robot umps. We want the human element of umpires. That's it. Baseball has been that way. Don't take that from baseball. We're already mad about the chain gang going away in football.
Yeah, we are. We are mad. That's
a human element.
We are mad.
But Jake gave a passionate speech last night.
I got fired up.
Crazy.
I got fired up for that one.
Impassioned.
Yes. We did talk, and we also had a discussion with the group last night, a group of about 25, and we talked about that Jake Texas early second quarter, that the season was over, game one of the Miami Dolphins season this year. Got a text from Brewskis.
Yep.
September, whatever Brewskis, it was. Brewskis. Season's over. And they actually won the game.
They won the game. I said that. I've never said I sent that text. I meant it at the time.
You weren't wrong. Really.
And then the season was bad. They won the game and the season still stunk.
You wasn't wrong, Bill.
I could see a bad team in two quarters. This team's bad. I can tell.
This is idle chit-chat.
It is idle chit-chat.
Bill's gone. He's on a.
He's in the piano room.
He's a computer. He's
up north.
Up north. We're here.
I really like this new headset. It makes me feel very official.
Does it?
You look like a coach. You are a coach, but you look like a coach right now.
He's coaching. Like an assistant coach.
He's
Bill.
Coaching from the piano room right now. I like it.
Bill Bush, lifetime assistant coach.
Bill, you look like an assistant coach. Very specific. Oh yeah, we got.
You got your tumbler here. You didn't take that home because you wrote the hog last night. You couldn't take the tumbler home, so it's right there for you today.
Tripp gave us essential tumblers. Thank you, Tripp.
That was a nice gift.
Yeah,
that was a nice gift. Yeah, anything else? I don't chit chat for you.
The meatballs were really good. That was my.
You
dinner.
Hit the meatballs fairly hard.
Yeah, you hit about 10 of those, right?
I'm gonna say 10. How are you keeping track?
No,
of
I thought
things?
You went for 5 the first round. You went for the same the second round. So I said
I
five
was
plus
keeping
five is
track.
10.
I thought it was important because I thought of it, but the number stayed very normal. I guess
yeah, it wasn't weird.
I was hoping at some point in time that you had thrown down 22 meatballs, so I could comment on it, and you didn't.
Nope.
You had about 9 to 10 over a 20-minute period. So it wasn't.
Yeah. I'm sort of interested that both you and Jake were tracking my meatball intake.
Oh, absolutely I was. There's 100.
Well, round 1 you had 5. I know that for sure. Round 2
had
was
5
the
first time, yeah. And then I did comment you went heavy sauce, too. You really loaded up the sauce.
Those meatballs were good. Thank you to Tripp for the meatballs.
That was your dinner. Appetizers much. For them, dinner for you, apparently.
Had meatballs and cheese.
Yes.
That's not so bad, right?
And a beverage, too.
Yeah, and a beverage. So, yeah. And I don't know. I don't have, and that was about it for me. I shut it down after that. So I have nothing particularly interesting. Bill, I know this. I thought about this driving in. I wonder if you guys share the sentiment. I'm having a hard time keeping up with everything. Like Creighton, McDermott's gone. I mean, he's leaving.
Well, no, he's still there.
But he's going.
They
to
hired a head coach in waiting.
Alan, a head coach in waiting.
Alan Huss comes from High Point, a former Creighton player in the early 2000s. Is coming back to be an assistant coach and the coach in waiting. McDermott's 60 years old. He's not stepping down, but this is the coach that will replace him eventually when that happens.
Yeah.
But I'm with Steve Sipple here 100%. When you don't come back to be the coach, you're waiting for the next 6 years.
That's true. True.
I mean, it's
how long?
Like,
how long do you wait before it's really awkward?
Like, yeah, it's 3 years. It sounds to me like it's a year, maybe. I mean, okay. A coach in waiting is usually not like, yeah, he's a coach in waiting. It'll be 9 years from now. No.
That'd be strange for Alan Huss if that was the case.
Yeah, there's a lot of change going on, and it's hard to keep up with it. Alan Huss played for Dana Altman.
Yes, he did.
Had a couple good years at High Point.
Yes, they made the tournament this year.
Okay. Made the tournament.
They scored a lot of points. High scoring team.
Yeah, I got to delve into this. I just didn't, I don't know. It was Husker Day yesterday. I didn't get into this. We had an event. It seems sizable to me, like seismic, this news.
That's big news in Omaha for sure, yeah. And most of the fans that I've seen are very happy with this.
They are happy with this.
The ones, I have not seen anybody saying this is a bad move. I mean, the people would say, do you need to have a head coach in waiting? Can you just hire him when the time comes? That's been the only pushback I've heard is that it's nice to have your target for when McDermott does step down, but you need to have him right now as the head coach in waiting.
I would, if I'm him, I would much rather be like, hey, you're the coach in waiting. Great. I'll go coach my team.
Exactly.
Call me up when the job's available. Because being a head coach is pretty cool. You kind of want to be that's one of the reasons you leave being assistant coach is to be in charge of your own team. So it's interesting.
It is.
That's what tells me it's not a long. It's that there's been an agreement kind of in like, hey, where I'm going to go a couple more or whatever, and there's going to be a movement. That would be my take on it.
Creighton fans happy with McDermott moving on?
No, I mean, they're happy with not moving on yet. He's still going to coach this year. This is the head coach in waiting.
Yeah.
They understand the retirement.
I'm dubious of that whole thing, by the way.
What if they made a crazy move and they went with Bill Murray's son?
You, Shuddy.
Shuddy. Shuddy.
Hey, Shuddy. That would be great.
I don't know.
That would be great.
Our first hires.
I mean, Creighton's had seismic news this week.
Volleyball coach steps down.
Yeah. Bernthal Booth steps down. And now this. Seismic. Wow. I don't know. I got to catch up this weekend. I'll catch up this weekend.
The thought for a long time for Creighton fans, I can tell you, Creighton fans believed that eventually Darian DeVries would be the head coach of Creighton, but he's obviously in Indiana. He's not going back to Creighton. He was longtime assistant, went to Drake, West Virginia. Once that Indiana move happened, he was no longer going to be a legitimate next coach at Creighton. So they had to go a different route, and Alan Huss is a wonderful option.
Is he?
To be that person.
I'd have to look more into Huss before I just sign off on wonderful option, especially succeeding someone who's incredibly successful.
And who was, and Altman was good before that. They've had a great run.
And Bill, is it your mind that McDermott's just done after this? He just goes into the sunset, goes to his home in Arizona?
I don't think it's like, yeah, you can be the coach in a wedding. Well, coach, any idea when you might step down? No, I have no idea. It might be 12 years. I don't know. You know, so I think there's probably been something verbalized like, yeah, it's sooner than later, which I think is, that's the part I don't like, because I think McDermott is awesome. I think he's a great coach.
Thank you.
He's 60.
Yeah.
And so do I want to see this move? No, I want no. There's nothing I want to see about this move, because I like the way I like the way McDermott is and that team is right now. So I don't want change.
What we are talking about right now, I imagine on the text line, guys, that somebody's saying, why are you guys talking about Creighton basketball?
It's a massive story.
Now, I am not – where I don't think the stool is 100% aligned is McDermott's hitting at a high level. He's just going to be done now. I mean, not – Jake, I get it.
Well, again, we'll see how soon this happens, right. but setting that up.
But he's just going to retire. That's what I'm kind of astounded by. It's not like his program is in decline.
No.
At all.
Elite Eight run a couple years ago. This year they made the round of 32, pushed Auburn most of that second game.
They just brought in Josh Dix and
who's Owen Freeman.
Owen Freeman and a kid from Charlotte that can shoot it.
Yes.
They're loaded up.
Yep.
What I'm trying to get at in my mind is, would McDermott just go somewhere else after Creighton and coach?
Yeah, it could happen. What if that was the deal? Hey, come on in here, because after this year, I'm looking around.
I'm trying to get paid before I call this done.
Was he just an early retirement guy? Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know.
Okay.
You've seen earlier, Jay Wright retired early from Villanova. He was in his young 60s when he retired there. So I don't know. Okay. I'm curious. I would say, again, Creighton fans want McDermott to stay, but the ones I have seen that are Creighton fans like that this could be this is the coach in waiting. They like Allen Huss. They're fans of him.
If I were a Creighton fan, I don't know how I would feel. Probably.
Let's do Creighton sports all day.
Well, we are in danger zone right now. I recognize that. We're in danger zone. We could talk Husker baseball quick. Or we could save that.
Play Iowa.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Iowa.
Anything else for you, Bill Idle Chit Chat, before we move on?
The chat. Nope, I'm good. Let's move on and talk sports.
Okay. Well, I got this is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. New customers get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program. Just text the ticket to 402-440-6297. And get a free quote within 24 hours. By the way, on YouTube, I saw this morning from Tom. Tom says, this is 69 years old, Tom. I hired Andrew at Newton's Lawn Care yesterday. He'll be applying chemicals to my lawn. Really good guy.
Nice one.
So we got somebody
nice one.
In. Tom, on YouTube.
It's kind of like we talked about the We Are the World video. We're all coming together. We're bringing together. Fertilizer and sports and Andrew with all of our breakers. It's awesome.
Is that what we're doing?
That's exactly our mission, yes. Our goal.
It's our mission statement, Steve. Read it. It's up in it's right next to Ellie.
You haven't read it for a while, apparently.
Fertilizer,
I haven't
sports.
Read it for when every day we should. What if we did a pledge every day for the show? Got together right before the show started, had a little pledge. And that we'd read a mission statement that Jake would write up for us.
And Andrew would be foremost.
He'd be there with fertilizer.
By the way, Tom followed. They say, I was unable to get Andrew to do any jumping jacks in my garage, though. So calisthenics were maybe just in your garage, Bill. Andrew.
May have been right there. God, that's nice. Everything, this is an ascending radio show. Thank you, Jake.
Thank you to our breakers.
God, I hope so.
464-5685, call or text as always. Sip, you were yesterday at the availability for Dana Holgorsen and E.J. Barthel, is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Dana Holgorsen, E.J. Barthel, Quentin Ives, Janier and Bonner, and Isaiah Hunter.
Okay.
Holgorsen. Now, here's the deal, Jake. For show purposes, mm-hmm. I I ducked out on Holgorsen probably midway through to go interview Quentin Ives. And so they have this, Bill, Bill likes it when we set the stage.
Yeah, I love setting the stage. Is there like a green room? Is that
no,
type of a situation?
No, there's no green room. No, no, here's the situation. There's a main area where there's a podium, and that's the main press conference. And then Keith Mann, associate AD in charge of media, will bring someone out in the hallway sometimes because of time consideration of that person who might not be able to wait for the main room. So you just get Quentin. So I got Quentin. I had to duck out of Dana Holgorsen and go get Quentin Ives. So what happened yesterday was sort of interesting. I mean, there's a pecking order established at running back that you probably knew, but you didn't know it unless they really say it, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a pecking order at top. There's no pecking order after the top two, but clearly it's Emmett Johnson. And then number two is Quentin Ives.
Here's Dana Holgorsen on that from yesterday.
Yeah, Emmett's Emmett. He's playing well. You know, Quentin Ives is showing up. You know, and the rest of them are all just young. You know, that just need 100 reps. You know, they need 1,000 reps at things. You know, so they're giving good effort. You know, EJ will talk a little bit more about those guys when he comes up. But you know, just young guys that need to come on. They need to keep playing and keep repping to see who that third guy can be, because that third guy is going to happen. You know, I've never went into a season where the third guy is not a reality at some point, and the fourth guy is not a reality at some point. So those guys need to understand that and you know, treat every practice like it's I got to get better at something time.
Yes, there you go. Now who he's talking about? So right after Emmett Johnson and Ives, the guys you're talking about are Kenneth Williams, who's a walk-on, Lincoln High, by way of Detroit. Then Mekhi Nelson, and then the true freshman, Jamarian Parker of St. Louis, and Connor Booth of Wahoo. Those are the guys. Now, Parker is not practicing right now, Jamarian Parker, because of an injury that Holgorsen characterized as...
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as you did before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you are correct. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Nothing major. So he'll be back. As far as, do you have sound on Holgorsen directly talking about Quentin Ives?
Yes.
Please.
Just playing with better pad level, you know? I mean, just getting his pads low, running hard. Running physical, being physical and pass protection. You know, I go back to when I was here for the last three games. I mean, he wasn't a guy that we could count on at that point, you know, and then the amount of time that he repped in December was really, really, really good for him. Okay. And you know, went into the bowl game and scored a touchdown on the goal line. I think that gave him some confidence, and it's carried over. The good news is it's carried over. You know, in January, February, March, you know, he knew it was his time and took that seriously, and then we're out there for nine practices. He's been a guy that we can count on for nine practices.
Holgorsen is sort of delightfully blunt and honest. Didn't trust Ives last year. Just couldn't trust him. Maybe a pass protection discussion. But he's earned their trust now. And you guys may or may not remember, he had that 2-yard touchdown in the second quarter of the Pinstripe Bowl, which is could have been a good story. He's from Beverly, New Jersey. They're playing in Yankee Stadium. Jake was there.
But
the PAT got blocked.
that was the story, wasn't it? That was the story.
And nobody in his sort of this nice little touchdown.
Yep,
and
it was forgotten.
The kid comes home and he's got family there and scores a nice touchdown. It's forgotten because the PAT got blocked. And
yep.
That became a little bit of the discussion. That's so Ives, here he is. He's got to go now. I mean, as Holgorsen said, hell, they probably usually get down to 3 or 4. So we'll see what he's got. And he's, you know, he's pleasant. He's big. He's big. He's put on 32 pounds. He came here at 6'3", 180. Bill, I got to ask Bill something. I don't know if you have the Barthel.
If I ever gained 30 pounds in a couple of months, yes. Yes, I've done that. I don't see why this gets bragged about all the time. Oh, gosh, that's incredible. The guy's put on 38 pounds. I could do that by June.
32. He came here at 180. He's 6'3". 6'3", 180 is pretty slight. Now he's in that two. I mean, what? He's like, Barthel said, in the 208 to 218 range. So it fluctuates a little bit. But Barthel, I was struck by Barthel's comments, and this is what I wanted to get to Bill, how closely he pays attention to his weight, to Ives' weight. He reports to him daily on that.
You want that?
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I think right now.
Oh, sorry, Bill. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you're good. Run the audio.
Okay.
Now, I think right now where he's at, anywhere from 208 pounds to 218 pounds, as long as he can maintain his speed at his body weight, which he has been able to do. I think he weighed 214, 215 today. But if you watch him run a trace route, he can run a route like a smaller back. So that's the uniqueness of the kid. He's got flexibility. He's got twitch. He's got speed. He's got power. You know, so really impressed. Now he's got to go do it. Now it's his time. He's got to go do it.
That's EJ Barthel. He also said that he knows. Barthel knows Ives' weight every day. Every day he knows exactly what he weighs.
Yeah, generally, it's kind of like academic world. Generally, there's always certain people you're kind of tracking. Weight's kind of the same thing.
Okay.
There's someone you're very aware of your guys. That if there's certain guys that, hey, this guy's is a weight issue, which means we have to make sure he's been to every meal, because what you track is all of a sudden if he's supposed to be at a certain weight. And they structure it. Every place I've been, it's structured very much like, hey, can he gain a pound a week or whatever it is? It's not an obscure number that you're trying to get to. But then it's like all of a sudden it's like the guy's down 6 pounds.
Yeah.
And you find out that he didn't follow maybe all the regimen he's supposed to follow with, far as did he eat with the nutritionist? Did he check in with this? All those little things are all documented. And it's like, hey, if same thing. You want to play here? You want to play at this level? You want to have NIL money, all that stuff right there? Be where you're supposed to be and be at the right weight and do the stuff you're supposed to do. And so that's very common to be monitored at that. But in myself, there's usually always only a couple guys in the room that I was that was on my concern plate that I had to know if the head coach asked me, you know, hey, how's so-and-so doing like that? I could read it off right away. And then because the other ones, you know, certain guys, they didn't really ask. I don't ever remember – you know, any point in time at LSU where Coach O was asking the offensive coordinator about Joe Burrow's weight.
Right.
there's just certain guys that you would address and be able to do. But you know what your weight of your guys is, because you know why? You get a printout every day.
Okay.
Every day of where they're at.
There was something else. So we talked about the running back situation, which is sized up. It's also you could kind of deduce not the pecking order, but the top six maybe receivers. Now, I didn't hear Holgorsen on this. I was out of the room, but he said that Isaiah Mosey and Cortez Mills are going to play. Just hold on 1 second. Okay. He said it. I came back in the room and some guys were talking about it, that he said, those are two freshmen, by the way, Isaiah Mosey, who was originally committed to Oregon, flipped to Nebraska, and then Cortez Mills, who's are, you know, him and Dawson Merritt are regarded as the top players in the recruiting class. They're going to play. So you can say, okay, well, you probably have a top six. It's pretty easy to deduce. Dane Keene, Isaiah Hunter, Ja'Cory Barney, those two. And who am I? God dang it. I had them. Dane Keene, Isaiah Hunter, Ja'Cory Barney, Isaiah Mosey,
Cortez Mills,
and there's one other that I'm blanking on. Somebody could help me on a text line. But you could figure it out pretty easy from there. So what did he say? I'm interested. This is new to me, to hear what he says about Mills and Mosey.
Both those guys are going to contribute. They will be contributors in the fall. Okay, so they will continue to get better. We'll continue to figure out what they do well. On one-on-one reps, those guys probably have the highest percentage success rate. You know, very rarely do DBs get their hands on those guys. They have the unique ability to be able to stay away from defenders. You know, they're not very strong, so the contested catch stuff is not probably is what you want it at this point. But those guys do a good job with body control and just playing the game. You know, now their heads are spinning, which slows them down some. But they really do a good job. They're just they're talented young men. They're two very talented kids that will play this year.
There you go, Dana Holgorsen.
Mosey's obviously come on. Now that sort of answers your question. What happens without Gilmore, hardly Gilmore, the kid that was got in trouble and is no longer on the team. Oh, Bonner is that sixth guy, by
there
the way.
There you go.
Janier and Bonner is the sixth guy. So it's Keene, Isaiah Hunter, Dane Keene, Isaiah Hunter, Ja'Cory Barney, Cortez Mills, Isaiah Mosey, and Janier and Bonner, who spoke yesterday, so I should have known that. Bonner, I always think of Bonner as not as a pure receiver. He's kind of a Swiss Army knife. Bill, you like that term, Swiss Army knife?
I like that. You don't see that very much. When's the last time you saw someone whip out a Swiss Army knife? I can see it. Kind of red. Yeah, it had everything to it.
I don't remember. I don't know if I ever had one. I don't think
I never had one. That was to obtain a Swiss Army knife. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, there's only maybe a couple guys in the school that had one of those.
In Pender?
But you knew them, though. You knew who they were.
Oh, absolutely.
You knew who they were. Thing.
Had a corkscrew on it.
Do you have any sound on Dana Holgorsen talking about the O-line?
I do.
The O-line.
Here we go. Dana Holgorsen.
Yeah, they got yelled at a lot today. you can tell it's practice number nine, you know, and you know, with it being as physical as it's been, you know, we're starting to get some guys that are feeling it a little bit, you know, and had a little stomach bug going on too, which knocked a couple of guys out, which is, you know, I thought we would pull the plug on the third group and we didn't. So that good for those guys of, you know, having to play more snaps. You know, all those young guys and new guys, just the more snaps that they can log, the better it's going to be. So, you know, just really happy with that group as far as hanging in there and just giving it everything that they got. It doesn't always look good, but, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, really focusing on your technique. And, you know, those guys, it may take years. I mean, the old adage, you put young kids at the O-line position into the program and you just kind of forget about them for a couple of years because it takes so long for that group, that position to, you know, get bigger, you know, understand the technique and just work technique so much over the course of years to where it starts making sense and you start getting good at it. So a lot of those guys still got, you know, a couple years to go. You know, the good news is we got four guys over there that are all injured that are going to be back in the summer, you know, and so we'll be able to add four veteran guys that have logged a lot of snaps. So I'm encouraged with that happening in June.
There you go. Did you have any sound from Isaiah Hunter?
No, I do
That's
not.
That's okay. He had a good quote about Dylan. Dylan Raiola is the quarterback.
I did see that.
Yeah, it was kind of funny in a way. Telling. He was asked if you had to kind of if someone hasn't seen Dylan play, how would you characterize Dylan? He said he's a dog, but he got into this discussion. He said, if I was going to get married and invited my teammates, he would come, and he might be the only one who would come. He's just that type of guy. I thought that was really funny. He doesn't plan on getting married. He just said it was just a scenario he painted. But that is Dylan. That's the way Dylan is.
He likes to travel.
No, it's not that.
He likes to get around, though, too. He likes to get around. We know that.
It's more
he likes
about
to be places. It's okay. He can be that person. It's fine. He represents Nebraska well.
It was just about being a good guy, yeah.
Before we get to break, I have made a big mistake so far.
People are pissed at me. Oh, roll call.
It's a Friday.
I already checked the text message for me.
Yeah,
it's there.
I'm sorry, Bill.
Roll call.
All right. Well, we're not going to skip it. So right now, Texas, it's a roll call. Texas, your name, your age, where you're listening from, and do you want anything else today, Bill, from the Breakers for the roll call?
Yeah, it's going to be a hot summer day type on Saturday. Nice. A lot of yard work being done. Okay. I need to know, there's four options, what you go to out of a glass bottle, ice cold. Are you going Coke, Dr. Pepper, or do you bounce into the flavors, which would be orange or grape? I want to know which one you're grabbing once you get done. We're going non-alcoholic,
okay.
Post-Mo.
Coke.
Which one are you going with? Big thing I want to know is are you a Coke or a Dr. Pepper person?
Coke.
If it's a glass bottle, I'm going Coke-leaded.
Yeah, Coke-leaded always.
But let's see what the Breakers say. 402-464-568-5.
Dr. Pepper's pretty popular.
Ellie likes it.
85 East Lincoln West, age 41, Dr. Pepper all day long. Corey.
Whoa, yep. Out of the gate.
Yep, Corey and Lincoln says Coke, American classic.
Yeah, I'm with him.
We got Tim in Dallas, says age 50. Bill, he says beer. He didn't follow the rules here. He went beer.
We went over it pretty clearly, but okay.
I think beer's okay, though. I mean, that's fine.
Ryan in Delaware with us says Dr. Pepper. Big Bird in Columbus says orange. Oh, no, like the flavored orange.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's an option.
They're flying in now. I can't keep up. They're just flying in.
They're probably flying in, Jake. They've been waiting for a half hour.
I know. Will in Fullerton, age 42, Coke. Jockstrap listening in Imperial.
He works
out. Age 34, Dr. Pepper. Justin Hickman, age 36, Mexican Coke bottle.
Interesting.
That stuff is delicious.
Is it?
It is really good. Joel in Wisconsin, 55, says listening in Vegas and no glass bottle. Wouldn't drink anything.
Okay.
It wasn't an option.
I mean, it's fine, though. Free will is okay.
Fine. He won't do it. Josh in Chico, California says Coke, age 48. Oh, by the way. Sanderson, age 54, orange soda.
That's Sanderson?
Sanderson.
Orange.
Sanderson.
How about Sandy getting an orange in there?
I thought
nice
Sanderson
job.
Was older than that.
54 years old for Sanderson. Hmm. That's it. Jake in Utica, age 29, Coke. But he says, I would prefer a beer if I could have that. But you said I can't. So Coke in this instance.
You said I can't.
So I'm going to go with the Coke here.
Sneak a beer later. Nobody's going to hurt you.
Kevin in Centennial, Colorado. Orange soda in the bottle. Joe in Boulder, age 64. Dr. Pepper. El Guapo in KC. Glass bottle Coke. 100, he says.
El Guapo.
100.
100.
El Guapo.
Let's see. We have Doug in Idaho says Dr. Pepper or Orange Shasta, age 52.
Yeah, Lord, Shasta. Don't get me started. It's a butte.
Shasta?
Steve in Lincoln, Dr. Pepper. Travis in Ankeny, Iowa says 45 years old, 210 pounds, and Dr. Pepper.
Thank you for the weight.
Gives the weight as well.
Thank you for the weight. Yes, appreciate the weight.
Jason in Ravenna, age 51, Dr. Pepper. Sandmaster in KC, age 31, Coca-Cola. But I would prefer a root beer if that's an option, Bill.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I probably missed on that one, guys.
Yeah.
Root beer should have been on the docket.
Dylan from my kitchen cooking heavenly waffles at the moment right now.
Whoa.
He says, he went grapefruit Yorito.
I don't know what that is.
J-O-R-R-I-T-T-O.
Grapefruitorito?
Something like that.
Grapefruit-a-rito.
I've never heard of it. We should try it. Sounds very tart.
Sounds tart.
Doesn't it? Makes you want
it does.
Makes you pucker a little bit.
Yeah, no, it does.
It does sound very
you're
tart.
You're drinking grapefruit?
Grapefruit juice.
I think you'd make a face after you drank it.
If you just got done mowing
and someone handed it to you and you just took a big swig, you're going to make a face.
That's the Bill Bush raisin face when you're biting into a cookie. Yeah. That's that face.
Be a raisin face.
Marty, my brother, used to drink grapefruit juice as a kid, and I always thought it was odd. Everybody else drank orange juice, but Marty had grapefruit.
And you were right to think that was odd.
I thought it was odd.
Vince in the Quad Cities, Dr. Pepper all day, baby. Casey and Stewart, straight Coke for sure on that one. McSafety and Kozad, the inventor. Is he the godfather or inventor of safety? Is he? What is he, Bill? The Godfather inventor.
The Godfather.
Godfather.
He's the Godfather of safety. He runs all of Nebraska as far as safety. Anything, any job site, McSafety comes on, it's like the Godfather walked onto the job site right away. The generals are nervous.
He's going, Dr.
He's got a notepad and things are going to happen.
He's done. He's accomplished. He's done so much. He sails boats. Yeah. He's done sound for Pogo. Pogo?
Poco.
Poco.
Poco. The
yeah.
Band.
He's done a lot in his life.
Lyle in Omaha, 56, unsweetened iced tea. Wasn't an option, but I appreciate the depth,
okay.
The depth there.
Unsweetened.
Unsweetened. And Connor at Kawasaki is 23 years old, and I'm going sweet tea. Not an option, but I like it.
Unsweetened feels like you're punishing yourself.
I agree.
I think next Friday we'll go with just this. What else do I know? Just comment on anything you want to talk about.
What are you eating today?
Yeah.
Whole range.
Now this.
What have you had to eat in the last month?
I need to know more from this. This is Clammy in Chandler, Arizona, age 35, says, my great-great uncle invented Dr. Pepper, but the recipe was stolen from our family. Coke all the way.
That is an amazing
I need to know more
revelation.
About this, Clammy.
Yes.
We need to know more.
That would
about
be
this.
One of those things that would kind of set with you for a while, because that's you're talking billions.
Oh boy,
billions upon billions.
Wow. It was stolen.
That's not great. That sucks. Clammy. Laverne in Hawaii says Coke over Dr. Pepper. Rob in York goes RC Cola on this.
Okay,
one,
okay.
Which we have a glass bottle from last week from Greg.
From Greg.
I've got mine in my basement. Yeah. From Greg. Is Greg there?
He's
is
not
there
here.
A breakfast being prepared?
Don't see Greg or anybody here.
He has a dentist appointment today, so he will not be here.
I cannot.
I didn't know many dentists were open at 6, but that's new. Okay.
Well, it's at 8:30.
It's early.
Yeah, I guess he could have come before.
But... Brandon and YouTube. Brandon in Manhattan, Kansas. Water in an aluminum bottle. Again, two different options. We're even
got water in an aluminum bottle.
We asked for a pop in a glass bottle. He went with water in an aluminum bottle. Just changes the whole thing. Nelson, Montana. Root beer. Age 47. We got Brian Dr. Pepper all day long. James in Lebanon, Indiana says Dr. Pepper. Weston Howells going Coke. Genghis in Hondo, Texas.
The corn.
Ice cold Coke, he says. Joshua in Minneapolis, Dr. Pepper. Just Dustin in Fayetteville, Arkansas, says Arizona Light Arnold Palmer in a can. Again, what an option.
I want to go back to water and aluminum bottles. He anticipating a nuclear attack.
Kind of sounds like it. Something's not right there.
Water in an aluminum bottle. Is there...
That'd be like 14th on my list.
That sounds
you
like
in, water. Yeah, but do you have
cold?
Is it in aluminum? I'd prefer not to.
Sounds like impending doom.
That is the roll call, sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Sarah, the spirit animal of Lincoln, go see her at 48th and Holdridge.
Sarah,
darts, karaoke, billiards, everything you want to have.
Erwin Sweeney.
Erwin Sweeney's there. When we come back, an update on the Masters and an amateur doing something you should never do, ever, at a big-time tournament.
Good teaser.
That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
I think an amateur, adult, yes.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.